When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hey Kingston, let's take a walk together for awareness, fundraising, and fun. Join us for the 2026 Kingston Canada Walks for Bladder Cancer event happening at Lake Ontario Park on Sunday, September 13th, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. Gather your friends, family, and colleagues and team up for a day by the water supporting Bladder Cancer Canada and register now at bccwalk.ca. Great fun for a great cause. See you on September 13th.
It's 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 from Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next, we have Today in YGK.
Good evening. It is 5 p.m., and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Henry Walker. In the next half hour, we'll be covering the latest Kingston news, including politics, arts and culture, sports, Queen's Campus happenings, weather and traffic updates, upcoming events and concerts, and more. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Mayor Brian Patterson brought a motion to council at their last meeting in response to the recent breakdown of Canada-U.S. trade negotiations. The U.S. recently imposed additional tariffs of up to 50% on $20 billion worth of Canadian goods. Entitled Buy Local, Buy Canadian, the motion is aimed at encouraging residents and businesses to choose local or Canadian-made products and services. The motion also directs that the city will promote local businesses, work in partnership with organizations like the Greater Kingston Chamber of Commerce, Kingston Economic Development, Tourism Kingston, Kingston Accommodation Partners, and the Downtown BIA, and explore other opportunities for collaboration. This is not the first motion of its kind to reach council since the start of U.S.-Canada trade tensions, but recent escalation encouraged Mayor Patterson to rebroach the subject in council chambers.
This is not the first time that we have looked at a motion along these lines. It was, I believe, in February of 2025 when we realized that the relationship with the United States had changed under the Trump administration, and at that point that we were entering a new era of trade tension and tariffs. I think it is fair to say that in the last couple of weeks that trade tension has gone to a whole new level. In the words of our Prime Minister, we are at war because we were attacked. This is an important statement from our council, I think showing solidarity with the Prime Minister and with the country and the need to be able to push back against incredibly aggressive and unreasonable demands from the U.S.
According to Mayor Patterson and councillors, while Kingston has been spared from many direct impacts, local businesses are still already feeling the effects.
I've spoken with many business owners, some of our small and medium-sized businesses that are struggling just with the sheer uncertainty of what is going on right now and the challenges and the difficulties, everything from managing hiring decisions, investment decisions, supply chains. This is an incredibly difficult time for many of our businesses. And so, as you can see, one of the critical parts of this is really an encouragement to our community to once again pull together in the midst of this very challenging moment, to make sure that we are supporting one another. And so a buy local, buy Canadian movement, I think, is incredibly important here in Kingston.
We were already feeling these effects. If council recall, two months ago, Invista laid off a number of staff or employees, and a lot of that was already the pressures being felt by the tariffs. And our small, medium-sized employers are already feeling it. I've met with a number of them, had a lot of concern being brought forward in regards to their own supply chains and what they're feeling.
I've been hearing a lot from business owners, from employees about their concerns. We've been hearing it for some time. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm concerned about businesses, business owners, but I'm really concerned about employees and just the average working person that's going to be affected by this, that's already being affected by so many other affordability issues.
The motion also directs that a tariff working group be created with representatives from the local business community, community partners, and organizations.
It really is just a matter of pulling together the great work that is already happening in our community, putting people around the same table, sharing knowledge, and making sure that we are all speaking from the same songbook, that we are communicating well to our community and beyond, so that we can demonstrate the resilience that I know exists in Kingston, that we can get through this, that we can demonstrate that at the end of the day, we can come out stronger on the other side of this, understanding that there are choppy waters ahead of us to navigate.
In discussion, councillors noted the importance of making this group inclusive of all sectors that will be impacted. Mayor Patterson affirmed that cross-sector collaboration is the goal of the working group and that the endeavor is something the city has experience in.
I would just love to see cross-representation. I think the city is no longer just a tourism city. We are a much fuller, wholesome city with many lenses and viewpoints. And I think that working group will provide good guidance and ideas for helping to navigate the very choppy waters.
It can't just be about the tourism industry. We have to look at our farmers. We have to look at our farmers' markets. We have to look at other vendors, smaller businesses. And I know that, you know, that representation will ultimately be there, but it's always important to emphasize nonetheless.
But I think during the pandemic about the Kingston Economic Recovery Team, how we brought in the nonprofit sector, we brought in really anybody that was being impacted either directly or indirectly. And so we would love to do the same thing again.
Councillors also made a point to mention Kingston's American allies across the lake. Just last week, Mayor Patterson, MPP Ted Hsu, and MP Mark Gerritsen sent a letter thanking the city of Rochester for passing a declaration reaffirming the name of Lake Ontario, following comments made by the president suggesting a rebrand to Lake America.
I think if you would have told me a decade ago that President Trump would be renaming Lake Ontario Lake America and putting tariffs on Canada, I thought we were talking about a movie or some other planet. I want to just sort of emphasize that I know a lot of Americans, and I have a lot of relationships and friendships with a lot of Americans, and they don't support what the American administration is doing. They don't support the tariffs. They don't support renaming a Great Lake. Many of them are just as horrified. There's a lot of sensible people in the United States, perhaps not in the administration, but certainly average, decent, hardworking Americans who just want to get back to normal.
I think it's very important, as you say, to emphasize the continuing ongoing friendships and relationships that we have with communities south of the border. Just yesterday, I joined MP Gerritsen and MPP Hsu in sending a formal thank you letter to the city of Rochester that passed a proclamation reaffirming it as Lake Ontario, which, again, you know, they're sticking their necks up, obviously, but it matters to them. And we know we have other good relationships with the city of Syracuse, with Watertown, with other communities. And so I do think it's important, as much as we are pulling together in a bi-Canadian and bi-local approach, that it is not in any way a reflection on our relationship with those communities that, quite frankly, know better and are very supportive of us in this fight.
It was made clear that the city is bracing for difficult times ahead.
This is going to be painful. We have to be prepared that this trade war could go on for some time. Fortunately, compared to some other communities in the province and across the country, we have been spared much of the direct effects of this new round of tariffs. But make no mistake, we are not immune from the indirect effects from this tariff war, which will be substantial.
But with unanimous support for the motion, council seemed optimistic that Kingston will rise to the occasion and these tumultuous times will pass.
One thing I have really understood about Canadians from coast to coast is, regardless of our diversity and our differences, and there are many from left, center, and right, from many different walks of life, is how well we can band together when we need to. How well we've got each other's backs when we have to. I just want to say I know we will get through these hard times, and I think normal is going to come back. And I think it'll come back with a vengeance. Maybe it won't be the same as it was before, but I think, I still think that there's an old saying, America does the right thing when they've exhausted all other options. I think they will go back to doing the right thing. And I think I wanted to just send a message to our American people who don't support this president that we're waiting for normal to return.
You know, we're seeing people pull together in all sorts of ways that are amazing, frankly, that we, through this motion and through action as council and through the city, can help to encourage that in a more structured way in our community with all the people, businesses, and wonderful, wonderful minds and hearts that are here.
Let's get to work supporting our community. I too look forward to the day when saner heads will prevail and we'll be able to get on with the benefits of trade that is a win-win and makes everyone better off.
For now, as Canadians prepare to navigate these choppy waters, Council's message is clear.
Buy local, buy Canadian.
Kingston could see tightening regulations surrounding the use of leg hold traps in the near future after several incidents involving local wildlife. The use of leg hold traps has been seen in the Kingscourt-Williamsville District and the Collins-Bay Ridge District in recent years. These traps have injured and killed local wildlife, including raccoons and skunks. The Sandy Pines Wildlife Center has received several animals from Kingston that have either died in leg hold traps or had to be euthanized because of severe damage caused by the traps. Currently, these issues are regulated under provincial legislation and oversight. A change to municipal bylaw could empower local bylaw and animal control officers to investigate, issue fines, and seize illegal traps on the spot. Collins Bay Ridge District Councillor Lisa Osanek brought the motion forward to initiate a change in the city's existing approach, including a review of best practices in other municipalities. Osanek says this action is both in response to the suffering these traps can cause local wildlife and the risk they pose to domestic pets and children in densely populated areas.
This motion's necessary because there's been wildlife that's been caught in lake hold traps. On Connaught Street in 2023, there was a raccoon. And more recently in June, there were several skunks that have been caught in lake hold traps along the backyards, the back part of Coronation Boulevard. So we just heard that some animals in lake hold traps have been brought to Sandy Pines Wildlife Center. They definitely get a lot of our Kingston animals there. And there's no way for the traps to distinguish between what's, you know, a wild animal versus someone's pet cat or dog. Other cities do have such a bylaw. There's Napanee, there's Guelph, Vaughan, Cambridge, and Niagara Falls. And so this motion is asking staff to investigate, like, which cities have it and to bring back the best motion of them all to council.
Williamsville District Councillor Vincent Chinnani seconded the motion, noting that this action has been a long time coming.
This is something we've been talking about for actually a long, long time now, and finally we have it here. So, and I really hope that you can support this because it's something that's really needed.
Council will be presented with options to amend the Animal Control Bylaw and or the Community Standards Bylaw to prohibit or regulate the use of leg hold traps within the municipality by the end of Q1 2027. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell with your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. After a week one victory over the Toronto Varsity Blues and a week two bye, the Queens Golden Gaels will kick off their home schedule on Saturday, September 12th against the upstart Waterloo Warriors. This is the first meeting between these two programs since last September's 58-18 victory for the Gaels, a game made infamous due to a hit from linebacker Justin Pace on Waterloo quarterback Nick Orr. This hit resulted in a regular season-long suspension for Justin Pace and nearly ended the career of number 4 Nick Orr for the Waterloo Warriors. Now, thankfully, Orr has returned to football competition and he has looked sharp in the first 2 weeks of the 2026 season. Last week, he led the Warriors to a 31-26 upset over the Carleton Ravens on the road in Ottawa.
Orr tallied 410 total yards, 350 through the air and 62 on the ground in a game that had nearly 1,000 total yards of offense between these two teams. So it's looking like we could be in store for a shootout at Richardson Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff is scheduled for 5 p.m., but you can tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 4:45 to catch the CFRC Power Plays pregame show, where we're going to break down the important matchups and tell you everything you need to know to get you prepared for what will surely be a fast-paced, emotionally charged, and endlessly entertaining clash between your Queens, Golden Gales, and the visiting Waterloo Warriors. That's a wrap for your sports report brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. After a week one victory on the road in Toronto.
Touchdown, number 18, Jack Ashby Jacob.
Your Queens Golden Gales return to the friendly confines of Richardson Stadium on Saturday, September 12th for home opening football action against the Waterloo Warriors.
It is pandemonium here at Richardson.
The stakes are high in this emotionally charged game, and if you can't be there live, you can catch all the action on CFRC starting at 4:45 p.m. ahead of the scheduled 5 o'clock kickoff. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, September 9th, 23 is your high. Humid conditions, a 66% chance of rain with afternoon thundershowers in the forecast. Thursday, September 10th, 20 degrees is your high. Breezy conditions with that 70% chance of rain in the afternoon. So definitely a holdover from the rainy, stormy conditions on Wednesday. Friday, September 11th, 18 is your high, feeling 2 degrees warmer at 20. Beautiful start to the weekend. And on the note of the weekend, Saturday, September 12th, we have a high of 22 with sunny conditions. Great time to check out some Queens football as they host the Waterloo Warriors at Richardson with a 5 p.m. kickoff. Sunday, September 13th, 21 is your high with a 76% chance of precipitation. And starting off next week, Monday, September 14th, 20 degrees is your high, feeling like 20 with sunny and clear conditions. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Right Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is still closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features at Right Crescent. South Bartlett Street is closed from Victoria to 15 South Bartlett, while a contractor undertakes facade restorations at 655 Princess Street. Expected completion is 7 p.m. on September 30th. A reminder that the major reconstruction of Princess Street is still underway. Keep your eyes peeled for relevant detour and road closure signs. Berry Street from Queen to Queen is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Centennial Drive from north of Bath Road to north of Taylor Kidd Boulevard. We have nightly road closures on Centennial Drive beginning at Bath Road for a City of Kingston contractor to complete road resurfacing. This work is scheduled to be completed by 7 a.m. on Friday, September 11th. Livingston Avenue from Union to King Street West will be closed for the annual Livingston / Davidson block party on Saturday, September 12th from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And Market Street from Ontario to King Street East will be closed for the Downtown Kingston Road Trip Music Festival starting 7 a.m. on Friday, September 11th until 7 p.m. on Sunday, September 13th.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.
We'll start with some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First.
Rock. Rock, rock, rocket.
Second.
Rock. Rock, rock, rocket.
Third. This is what one doctor suggests. Number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Poo. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10. Give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
No matter how old, how young, how sick,
guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Key to the City by local artist New Clarion. The new single is a short meditation on the struggles and scope of urban life with lyrics that tell a cryptic story about feeling stuck, tied to a particular rung on a clogged ladder, while wrapping it up with an uplifting and hopeful sonic landscape. It features New Clarion's signature experimental production style, layered with colorful textures and a compelling driving rhythm. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Key to the City by New Clarion on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hearts are still broken.
up now on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. We're pleased to present Tune In, the second single by alternative rock band Station 301, released in advance of their forthcoming debut EP. Tune In is a song set to recapture the feeling of turning on the radio and hitting the open road. Keep an eye out for live show announcements in the near future, and you can follow the band at Station301_official on Instagram to keep up with their news. Want your music featured on CFRC's socials and airwaves? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Tune In by Station 301 on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Breath of fresh air, connected to the ground. We are the experiment, but though we love, we pin it on the long hair and drag the dove through the mud. Oh, to roam, to in the background, our innocence is ruined. The forces we put our trust through, but then we found, but then we found. Oh, to roam, to roam.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
Hi, I'm Jessica Wolowicz, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're listening to
Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily.
Hello, and welcome to Earshot Daily, a show hosted by multiple radio stations all across Canada. My name is Dan Politano, and I'm a musician from Victoria, BC. I'm going to kick off this episode with a four-piece rock band from Vaughan, Ontario. This is Blue June with Ocean Blue.
This is Canada's music.
Earshot Daily.
You say that you know me, but darling, it's only 'cause you spent your life falling in pieces. You call me crazy. 'cause you spent your life all in pieces.
That was Pieces by Laura Kelsey. Laura has performed at hundreds of venues and festivals around BC. She received a Western Canadian Music Award nomination in 2014 for her role as lead singer for a symphonic metal band. Her debut EP, Hunting Season, came out April 29, 2023. This song, Pieces, was released September 17, 2024. For more information on her, visit laurakelsey.com. Next up, we have a band from my hometown of Victoria, BC. They're a guitar and cello-driven rock band. This is Carried Away by Low Winter Sun.
Shot something.
the way music was meant to be.
Earshot Daily. Daily.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano from Victoria, BC. That was a song of mine called What's Your Game off my EP, What's Your Game. If you're an artist and want to get a chance to get on this show, or if you're a broadcaster and want to host, check out earshot-distro.ca for more information. Nate and the Busy Boys draw inspiration from vintage rock of the 1950s and 60s. They're from Fredericton, New Brunswick. This is their first single off their debut album, Busy Doing Nothing. It's called Twist Then Shake.
I said twist and then shake your them booty bones. Now don't you be crying alone. I said swing and twist and then booty bones. Now don't you be crying alone. It's a blood moon fool and you know I got to got to move it on home. Even if you don't believe me, now twist and shake them booty. Yeah.
Music from Earshot's digital distribution system.
Sunny sunshine song for your honey. I think you need one. In the summertime when we sing it, a timeless anthem. Let's be young and free for forever.
That was Sunny Sunshine's song by Pearly Gates from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. I got time for one more song. I'm going to finish this show off with a band from Calgary, Alberta. With a flourish of fuzz guitar, melodic vocal hooks, and interwoven harmonies, She Bear and the Hibernation embraces indie rock feels while seeking a higher power. The song was released October 17th, 2024. It's called Cycles.
Staring at the
Like what you hear? Earshot-distro.ca is the home of Earshot Daily.
Visit earshot-daily.ca today.
Well, that's it for this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm Dan Politano. Feel free to visit me online at danpolitano.com. I also host a Dad Life podcast if you're interested in checking that out. It's available on all your favorite podcast platforms. We'll be back tomorrow with another half hour of brand new material from all across the country here on the Earshot Daily Show. To provide feedback, send us an email at earshotdaily@ncra.ca.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow, or Monday if it's Friday.
After a week one victory on the road in Toronto.
Touchdown, number 18, Jack Ashby Jacob.
Your Queens Golden Gaels return to the friendly confines of Richardson Stadium on Saturday, September 12th for home opening football action against the Waterloo Warriors.
It is pandemonium here at Richardson!
The stakes are high in this emotionally charged game, and if you can't be there live, you can catch all the action on CFRC starting at 4:45 p.m. ahead of the scheduled 5 o'clock kickoff.
This is Noel.
I did.
I host the Black Alternative on CFRC 101.9, where we highlight alternative music, diasporic belonging, and all the black sheep making music they're not supposed to. Tune in to listen to me every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
September is jam-packed on campus, and you know CFRC is in on the action. Coming up this week, Leah and Evelyn, two members of the ASSIS Orientation Chair Team, want to give you the inside scoop on the ASSIS Sidewalk Sale and Queens in the Park, two awesome O-Week events featuring hundreds of campus clubs and groups, local organizations, and businesses, both open to Queens students and the broader Kingston community. Tune in on Thursday, September 10th at 10 a.m. to get all the details, and come say hi to CFRC at both events.
My name is Atticus. You are listening to CFOC 101.